Hello, I'm Stephanie Gillard, the Producing Artistic Director at American Stage. Welcome to Spotlight, the American Stage podcast, where we illuminate the artistry and ideas behind the stories. Hey there, I'm Sadie Lockhart, the Community Engagement Associate at American Stage. Today's episode takes a deeper dive into how American Stage is working to connect with our community through online programming and the process of creating both our virtual academy and virtual stage.
Hello, my name is Kristen Clippard, and I am the Associate Artistic Director at American Stage. And with me today, they are Jared Fox and Tiffany Ford. Tiffany and Jared are here with me today to talk about our virtual return. Our virtual return being all the many ways that American Stage is coming back to life to connect with our community and to engage in all the ways that we do normally physically, but now we're doing them online. And we're very excited. There's been a lot of work behind the scenes to bring these things St. Pete and beyond. This is the great thing about going virtual, right? We don't have to just be for St. Pete. It's for everyone who has an internet connection.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so exciting to be able to provide that level of accessibility and innovate around that. So there's some really exciting things we can do educationally that we've been talking about.
Well, Tiff, why don't you start us off by talking a little bit about our virtual academy, and then Jared, you can tell us about our virtual stage.
Sure. The virtual academy allows us to offer a quality arts education beyond the physical stage. And our educational mission is to empower young people to be bolder, wiser, and more compassionate on stage and in life. And, when the pandemic hit, we really had to think about what can we do to continue to foster connection educational development for the young people in our community and beyond our community now. So we have camp coming up. Camp starts on June 8th with virtual programs. And it's actually really exciting to explore and play with how we can learn together beyond the physical stage. And that provides some concepts that we hadn't necessarily thought of, and some concepts that some camp topics, some educational topics that are exciting to dig into, and some academic topics that can really support learning and growth for individuals and for collaborative staged theater when we do return. So it really allows us to innovate our programming in a way that we hadn't reimagined yet. So we're really excited about our camp sessions. And then we'd still hope to return to on-site camp later this summer. It'll be really fun when we can all actually physically gather again safely. And to be able to implement some of the things that we've been exploring with students while they're at home.
And the great thing about being able to offer virtual camp and on-site camp is that there's been a lot of neat things to explore with virtual camp and how we can have these classes in this new format of video conferencing, and also having a lot of conversations about safety and how we can have on-site camp in a healthy way.
Absolutely. And our virtual camp will continue through the end of summer, through July 31st. So to be able to offer the option and allow families to choose if they feel comfortable coming on site yet. And if they don't, there's still a virtual option for them to explore. But it's also, you know, we're doing a lot to make sure we create a safe environment and providing that information to parents and to students, and working with our partner, our collaborator with Camp Admiral Farragut Academy, where our on-site camps occur, to make sure that we have health and safety procedures in place when we are able to return. It's very exciting to, it's always exciting to really focus beyond the theater technique with students and see how they grow. And, you know, I'm just excited that we'll be able to continue to connect virtually through Zoom. Zoom provides a great platform to have a real individual personalized connection with students and for them to connect with each other. And that's one of the really wonderful things about camp. Is it's an opportunity for young people to learn more about themselves and others. And, you know, when we were really digging into what virtual platform should we use, Zoom really provides the opportunity for them to continue learning from each other as well. So really connecting and working together, which is such an important part about what we do in theater.
What's great about Zoom is it allows for the community to still exist. It allows for students to interact with other students from other walks of life and people they may not have met otherwise. But it just does provide that sort of online community, but you do feel the closest we can be to being with each other, which is pretty cool.
In addition to our youth classes, having adult programs in a similar vein, adult classes, our master classes is a great opportunity for that as well. You know, to Jared's point about Zoom, it's really helping us with virtual stage programming as well.
Sure. And on that note, let's talk about the virtual stage. Jared, can you tell us about what's going on with our summer shorts?
Yeah, it's amazing that, you know, we're able to basically transition out of our building, out of our brick and mortar, and have a virtual stage. And so there's been a lot of technological research and a lot of fast learning to make it happen. But it's pretty exciting. So we'll be having Shakespeare Light, which is in the month of June. On Sundays. So every Sunday in the month of June, there'll be a new piece of Shakespeare available to us in this virtual world. And we'll be coming from, you know, all of our artists and our performers' homes, just like you always see on Zoom, but they'll be performing for you. And, you know, it's interesting. We as humans want to tell stories. We've been doing it for, you know, since the beginning around campfires. And I think it stays with us, whether it be in a virtual world or in the real world. So we all still want to come together and experience a story at the same time. And it's just in that unique moment that it will happen. And so transitioning to this new platform has allowed us to do that, which is pretty cool. And it's interesting too. It gives us the opportunity to cast from all over the country. So we're going to have artists from all over the country can still join us on one stage, yet still remain at home. So it's pretty, pretty interesting. It opens up a diverse pool of performers that we may have had to fly in normally. So there'll be lots of people that American stagers are used to seeing, which is great. So you'll have a lot of the performers that we love to see on our stage will be joining us from their homes and all over the country.
But we should also add that there's a lot of great local talent from our local talent pool here in the Tampa Bay that are also going to be joining us, which is very exciting too.
Absolutely. And it's an opportunity for them to collaborate, you know, with each other in our community, but also allow them to collaborate with people they may not have collaborated with before. So, and it's all new for everybody. I mean, performing in this way is unlike any other, unlike any other kind of performance. So everyone's adapting, everyone's changing. We're all learning and we're all giving it a go. So, and you know, Shakespeare is a great subject to tackle that with. There's familiar stories that we're all used to hearing. They're going to be presented in just an hour, so it's like the essential of Shakespeare, you know, sort of boiled down, essential oils version of Shakespeare. We'll be doing Romeo and Juliet, Comedy of Errors, Othello, Twelfth Night, one after the other. And what's great is we open up for conversation afterwards. So you are going to be experiencing this live performance together, which is great. And then be able to talk with the actors and the directors right afterwards. So as many of those quintessential things that make theater, we're trying to implement as much as we can in the Zoom world.
Yeah, we've done a lot of research. Jared's done a lot of research. Our community engagement associate has done a lot of research to so that we can continue connecting and providing ways for people to connect through powerful stories and a quality arts education. So what has the process been like, Jared, adapting to this new virtual format?
Sure. I mean, you're looking at all these things that we normally do to produce a show and trying to take all those components and elements and see how that can translate into a virtual world. So, you know, what does rehearsal look like? What does a lobby look like? How do we do a Q&A? What does what happens when someone has to talk at the same time? Because that happens a lot in theater. People have to overlap or have an argument and they talk over each other. So how do we navigate that? And then also being able to embrace the technology itself and the format itself and use it in a way that goes beyond maybe what a Zoom meeting might look like or in that corporate setting, and being able to utilize it as a medium, and what kind of magic can we produce via Zoom. So you've seen lots of videos out there. There's like a fight video, which is a fight choreographer in Hollywood kind of produced it, and things travel from one screen to the next. Or how can we change an environment? So, and trying to figure out all those different ways, and it takes a lot of pre-planning, especially if one person wants to hold a pencil in one scene and hand it to the next person in at their home, you might be passing it across America. So, you know, figuring out, am I going to get them to get the same thing? Or am I going to send them the same bottle? You know, what are we going to do
there? Don't give away all the tricks, Jerry.
I won't give away all the secrets, but, you know, just it is, you know, to plan it to be more exciting than just a standard Zoom meeting where everyone's just staring straight at the camera, which will also, you're going to see some of that, obviously, as we, you know, perform this, the powerful language of Shakespeare, but figuring out ways not only to figure out what the rules of Zoom are, but also figuring out how to break those rules.
Yeah, I love the way you talk about that, because there is also this feeling out there, and I think, you know, during this time we all kind of swing wildly between you know, being overwhelmed and then being excited for the opportunities upon us, and then being overwhelmed for the things we have to let go of and think, you know, but the way you're talking about it, it's a new artistic opportunity. It's like having a different kind of a different kind of tool to paint with, and it just kind of, it allows us to play and to ask community members to come, you know, locally and beyond, to come with us and play that game and discover new things together. And some of them won't work, and some of them will be really cool new discoveries. And I think that also fosters connection of just asking the audience to come with us and try new things.
Right. So much of the experimentation, I think, for both your classes, Tiffany, and for, you know, our rehearsals for early experimentation with what it would be like to do a play on this in this way, is around that idea of how do you engage the audience through that tiny camera in your computer or your phone, and how do you invite the student or the audience to be directly involved in whatever the activity is or whatever the storytelling is in that moment. And I think there's a lot of opportunity, like there's a lot of great ideas. Like we can get sort of cinematic with our different points of view for a virtual stage production that help in aiding the perspective on a moment in a scene. And then same with classes, I imagine that with the way that a teacher is sort of giving the description of an activity, there's very cool ways that you can engage through Zoom.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it's for both the virtual stage and the virtual academy, it's not going to be perfect right off the bat. And I just want to encourage people to stick with us as we figure out, it's going to be really cool from the get-go, but we're going to find new things as we go and improvements as we go. And that's absolutely going to happen with class, especially with so many different teaching artists, trying things and sharing ideas and sharing things that work and don't work. And how to, in our teaching artist training last week, we started to really talk about different learning styles and how we can really tailor activities to different learning styles, through this lens, you know, and that'll show up differently depending on the topic of the class. And it'll really allow students with different needs to experience it in their own way, in their own individual way. So, you know, we have a creative puppets class coming up next week. Jared's going to be part of that for a bit as well. To be able to really work take the time and the space to work individually with each student and together so that they can create something that is their own and share it with each other and learn from each other. They'll be, you know, that's really, you know, we'll still be creating something collaboratively, regardless of the topic of the class, whether it's creative puppets or music makers, where they'll be writing their own songs or sections of songs, or whether it is some of the sessions that you're teaching, Kristen, that really focus on playwriting or on theater history, things like that. You'll still work collectively, but you'll have more individual projects that will really allow students to hone their own creative voice.
We should also mention that all of our virtual stage offerings are being offered on a pay what you can basis. We want to make sure that this is accessible for a lot of different people, and so all are welcome to sign up and attend. But just know that this is your opportunity to support American Stage in this time while we're not in our physical stage, and to help us bring these programs to your screens at home. So.
And we have also extended our sponsor student application deadline into a rolling application. So you can apply anytime for financial aid for our summer programs to really help create the same level of access for our young people in our community and beyond.
Even in this digital age, we're really focusing on accessibility and being able to bring in as many people as possible, even if they're sitting in their own homes, really just opening it up and making it as big of a community as we can possibly have.
So thank you, Jared. Thank you, Tiffany. It's been such a pleasure exploring these things with you and figuring out how we return virtually. And now that we're here, we want to encourage people to join us. So thanks, guys. And I'll see you online again sometime.
See you in your little boxes.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you all so much for joining us today. You can visit our website for more information about our virtual stage and virtual academy for both youth and adult at americanstage.org. And as always, we want to hear from you. As more theaters have been transitioning to virtual programming, which aspect of these virtual communities are you most drawn to? You can email us at podcast@americanstage.org or like our Facebook page to join in on the conversation.
Thank you for joining Spotlight, the American Stage podcast. For more American Stage programs and news, visit americanstage.org.